Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody sick. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Gangster Romantic by Loje. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Loading. Gangster Romantic was released on March 3rd, 2023 under Koratori Recordings. It has 7 tracks. 2 features, namely DJ Maporisa and Kabza De Small, and there are multiple producer placements, including Loje himself on production. Yo. Now, the first thing that struck me on Gangster Romantic was getting into track one. You get this sweetly executed vocal by Loje, which greets you for the first about 10 to 15 seconds. Then the drop just goes doom. And that drop just tells you that it's time for business and vibes. The kick is nice and clean, the bass is deep and grimy, and the vibe is Afro-dancehall sort of. Then you put Loje's vocals on top of that and you've got an absolute winner. Banger to start off the album, well, the EP. I couldn't be more impressed, honestly. Very well worked and I liked it. Now, of the 7 tracks, they're songs that you've already heard, singles that have been released since 2022. I know you're probably asking if Mona Lisa is on here. It's not. So get that out your system. The songs that have been released prior to the EP being released are Leader, Moto, and Canada with DJ Maporisa and Kabza De Small, all of which have done pretty well too. Looking at the Spotify numbers, Leader has already exceeded 2 million streams, Moto is at about 1 million streams, and Canada is at about 800,000 streams, so he's doing fairly well. And with all these, we've been introduced to the sound that we now know Loje for. And really what you get is a fusion of some sorts. You get songs like Yahweh and Leader, which kind of are in the same lane, hard-hitting drums, really sweet vocals, very naughty lyrics, adult lyrics, like R18 type lyrics. And then Loje obviously comes through with the sweet delivery. But then when you look at songs like Moto, it's more Afrobeats, really, you know, leaning to some dancey kind of vibe. And then the Amapiano thing, he's already done monstrously with it on songs like Mona Lisa and Canada. And really that fares well for Loje, because what you get with his sound is unpredictability in the good sense. I mean, it was so cool on Canada, for example, to get, I think it was DJ Maporisa doing this sort of like a chant in the background, and it's actually from one of the most popular songs from TKZ. That's where I remember it from, but it's just a general common chant in South Africa. And using music to connect different parts of the world like this is phenomenal. Now check this out. Loje totally flips the script on a song like If You Down, which is has got a gorgeous lead guitar melody, and he is talking to this girl about, you know, if you're down, come my way, I just want some closure. You know what? I could actually bring a bottle if you're sober. So it kind of seems like that a fling or something, but it never really materialized or something like that. And he's like, look, I just want closure. And whatever happens when I visit, happens. And I mean, for what the song is, it's so sweetly executed. But the lyrics just make you hold your head and just think, is he really saying it? And the chances that it works are actually pretty high. But this is the allure of what Lil J does. He really expresses himself in such an honest manner. It comes as a shock to the system without necessarily actually coming through as offensive or anything. It's just, wow, this guy is painfully honest. I'd say one of the masterstrokes on Gangsta Romantic is definitely the track listing, the sequencing. On the song I just mentioned, Lil J is talking about, hey, I need closure, I need to see you. Then the next track over, he's basically like explaining himself about how it would never work because she doesn't listen to him, blah, 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 blah. So they're kind of having the conversation. It's crazy. But it's not only just that, it's the feel of the songs one after the other. Totally makes sense. Over really has a lovely percolated rhythm about it and overall feel with this bell type sound about it. Lil J also gives us another Ama Piano number on the song Available, and the way it's spelled is just crazy. A-V-A-L-A-B-U, Available. Yo, that's crazy. I love it. And it's a catchy tune. Ama Piano has made its way into 2023 again, and it looks like it's gonna be even bigger. So to have another Ama Piano joint on this one makes sense for Lil J, and after all, he's gotta smash it in Mona Lisa, which was done on Ama Piano. Now, Gangsta Romantic in entirety is no skips from start to finish. He's mastered his ability to make songs that are super catchy, but it's also attributed to a lot of factors, including the way he sings and attenuates the words. And that actually becomes kind of like a signature for him, particularly in choruses. He just does something when he delivers these choruses and it makes it catchy. For example, on Over, the chorus is just repetition, really. And it's catchy in that manner. But then in Available, there is some repetition, but it's actually the way, you know, he twists the word available and where he actually emphasizes his key sort of tone and that top melody there. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's super catchy, and that just makes him completely different from probably any other artist that I know. And in today's world, particularly in making music, being a standout artist like that is what really gives you that longevity overall, if you can master the strategy and the business side of things outside of the talent. Seeing as Gangsta Romantic is Lil J's first solo EP, I mean, he already had the EP with SARS. It is not necessarily his first rodeo, but you have to appreciate the effort and the ability to execute that he continues to show. This guy is a hitmaker, and he knows how to make hits in his own way without leaning on anybody else. Even when he does collaborate, he still shines. And this is what's super catchy about Gangsta Romantic. I do see there's a few songs that could really cause some serious damage throughout this EP. Outside of the songs that have already been released, the other four songs, honestly, any of them could become something huge. And I think Yahweh and Available, for me, those two are a cut above the rest, but do not sleep on IYD or Over, because they could do the damage as well and provide the goods. Otherwise, really, really good EP, Gangsta Romantic from Lil J, and I rate this one a solid 8.5 out of 10. Very, very well done. Good stuff right here. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.